This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Looks like a nice sunny day out there. It's going to be a warm weekend, holiday weekend, so got to be excited for that. Hoping Boomer is back with us on Monday taking another sick day. And it was Sam Rosen's last game last night. We did some talking last week when Boomer was in Vegas about our favorite broadcasters of all time, our favorite play-by-play guys, and you had Sam Rosen right up there at the top. And you know, you always wonder about these guys and what they're going to do and how much they're going to miss it. And you know, are they, you know, like someone like John Sterling sounded to me like he was so done with it. And I understand he came back for the playoffs, and I was glad that he did because it was just so abrupt in the beginning of the season. And you know, they go to the World Series, having John call those games was just a better ending for him. But he sounded like he was done, and that was it. And he was going to enjoy his life, and he was going to watch the games, and that was the end of it. You know, Sam Rosen sounds to me the same now as he did 15 years ago.
Yeah, he does, and still looks great, and still seems like physically he seems okay. Now, we don't know, obviously, any intimate details of his health, but he looks good. And the thing about hockey that, which is why I've said all season, don't stop now, but, you know, congratulations to him. Like, you get your summers. Like, you get June, unless you make a deep run into the Stanley Cup Finals. Like, you get June, July, and August. It's like being a teacher in a way. Like, it's kind of the best of both worlds. He will be missed. Kenny Albert will be great. We know that. But he will be missed. And real quick, yes, he was my number one, for sure, because of many reasons. But I got a lot of Devil fans were angry with me. But as I said that day, that had more to do with my childhood, and he was like the soundtrack of, you know, me from 10 to like, it just, that's the voice I remember in my house every night when my dad would watch the Rangers, and he's as good today as he was then, and congratulations on a great career.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and you know, it's, you see Lee Corso retiring from College Game Day, which is something that we expected over the last couple of years, as, you know, he's had some health issues, and of course, John Sterling last year, Sam Rosen. I mean, it's
UB Brown.
Yeah. I mean, you just think about it. I mean, I don't know how much, like, Howie sounds as good as ever, too, but I understand he's had his health issues. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he said in the next couple of years, you know, I want to just live my life now.
And well, he's cut back. I mean, he doesn't do the West Coast trips, I don't believe. I know Rad and McCarthy did the last trip that they were on, so Howie has dialed it back a little bit. I think instead of doing, you know, 162 games, he might do maybe, I don't know what the number would be, 110, 120 maybe, something like that, which is still a nice workload for sure. But, who knows? You're right. You never know.
I mean, something like Gary Cohen's way older than I ever thought because he looks so good too.
He's
heard like 60-something.
64, I think I heard
he's
him
older
say
than
the
Boomer.
Other day.
Doesn't look older than Boomer to me. You think he looks older than Boomer?
Not the same, I would say.
Nah. Gary Cohen looks younger.
I think Boomer looks young. I mean, I look to your left.
I'm not saying Boomer doesn't look young. I'm saying Gary Cohen is like,
He looks more like Al Dukes to me, like Al Dukes' age.
The thinness will always help you with age.
It does. That is very true. I every day I walk past that Sports Illustrated cover with Boomer, with Gunnar on his shoulders, and then you look at today Boomer, it's not that different.
No, I'm not saying Boomer looks old. I'm saying that Gary Cohen looks younger than Boomer does.
I know. Fair. I'm trying to say I think Boomer also looks younger than he is. But all right, fair enough. You think there's a 5-6 year gap? Okay.
You guys think Boomer looks younger than he is?
How old is he? 64?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's right on the nuts, I think.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't think he looks younger or older.
I don't think he looks
but
like
that
a guy
could also
60s.
Be because we know him and see him every day. And
yeah, if I had to guess like an age on somebody, maybe I would go.
I wouldn't say 60. I wouldn't.
Maybe I'd go a little younger.
Yeah.
Will he be sitting here when he's 70 years old?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to say no.
No chance.
Mm-hmm. You think he'll be here at 70?
One more contract.
See, I don't.
Two more.
Oh. Well. No, I think we're probably one more, I would think, because the way that, I don't know.
That would be like the end.
Yeah.
Well, that sounded sad, but yes. I think that's what he takes it to.
I don't think he's making it to 70. I think there's multiple years left, but I think that 6 is a little too much for him. That's what I would say.
All right, so I'll ask the question then. What else is he doing? Only so much golf you can play.
Yeah, that's what you think. I mean, did you see how much he played on the weekends when he didn't have NFL Today?
Yes, I did. Trust me, I'm well aware. But there's also, I guess, you know what? I guess you would live in Arizona in the winter. Okay, I suppose.
Right. And he
all right.
But he also has young grandkids. He's not going to want to leave in New York.
How about we go the Stern route? And in his 70s, he only works Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Wherever that home might be, winters in Arizona.
That's going to be, like, all kidding aside, that will be a discussion.
It should be a discussion. He's earned it.
Yeah, without a doubt.
But he's big on everybody being back at work.
He's big on a lot of things until...
Until it's him.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, kind of. I mean, yeah.
He loves when we talk about him when he's not here. That's one of his favorite things when we do that.
I'm sorry. Have you not talked about me when I'm not here on the road?
Of course. I'm not saying that I've got a problem with it. He always has a problem.
But to be fair, if he was sitting there, we'd have this exact
thing. Yeah, and we have. We have had this discussion.
And he would remind us, guys, I'm right here.
Yes, yeah, right here. You guys are narps the way you look at things.
I got to tell you, that's not a bad thought, though. 3 days a week, gives him his weekends, does his 3 days remotely.
Where is he remotely?
Arizona.
Ah.
You don't think so?
No. I think he would be around here. If he's doing this show, he'd be around here, and he also want to be around his grandkids. I could see him, like, being out east on Long Island.
He's not going to be 3 a.m. in Arizona every day.
Yeah,
3 days a week. Not happening.
Right.
Oh, I think he would.
Nah.
Why not? First, it'd be 4 in the winter. It wouldn't be 3. It'd be 4 a.m. And he'd be done by, be done at, what, 8 o'clock? Go play golf. Yeah, I don't think that's a bad deal at all.
He's not going to be that far away or want to be that far away. There's 2 more grandkids coming. You know, think about that. So he's going to have, there's going to have 6 grandkids.
You think because that's a great reason to do it, and I understand that. But you don't think he would spend harsh winters away from here because of the grandkids?
Well, I mean, for weeks at a time, maybe, but like not.
I mean, 3 months. That's all I meant.
No, he would do a full 3 months, I don't think.
You don't think January, February, March, live out west?
I don't.
Okay.
No.
Lovely to me.
Yeah, I mean, it does sound lovely. But if he were out east every day doing it remotely, I'd drive out there as opposed to driving.
I'm sure you would.
And
that's not a bad idea either.
And it wouldn't be that much of a difference in time, but it's just would be everything else would be different.
Of course.
Such a beautiful, quiet drive.
Yeah, I know.
God. If we're going to hit something, it's going to be a possum, not a homeless person.
that is true,
you know?
That is true. And then when you're done, you're done. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. You can do what you want.
Yeah. Yeah, there was, I'm hesitant to tell the story, but there was someone who quite possibly could have died in the street yesterday.
Oh.
And it was just laying there.
Really?
And the cop went up. It was motionless. And I was like, okay. I don't know if it was, it didn't get hit. But it was like...
Maybe had an episode?
Yeah. It didn't look good. But I was just... It was jarring. And then, of course, the entire time driving home thinking, did I just see a dead person on Kenmare or did I not?
You know, it's fun. We see so much. I had the most vivid dream last night of being held up at gunpoint.
Oh, I get this all the time.
And I get shot out at least 3 or 4 nights a week.
This is unusual for me. This does not usually happen.
Oh, my God.
And what is crazy is as I sit here and tell the story, I can still see the guy's face in the dream, which usually I don't remember. Usually you wake up and it fades away. It's hard to remember. You seem to remember more details than most.
Was it CeeLo?
It was not CeeLo. It was not CeeLo. It was not at all. Okay. It was a very big guy in a trench coat, and he had a handgun, and he put it right into my chest and wanted my wallet and was disgusted with me that I only had $25. But yeah, as vivid as any dream that I've had, it was weird.
Did you take anything before he went to bed?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I get super vivid dreams, man. It's just like, it's brutal. And very, 20% of them are good dreams.
But you remember them, though.
A lot of them,
because most people, you guys don't usually remember most dreams, right?
Only the horrific ones.
All right, so that must have been horrific for me, I suppose.
Yeah. And then, sometimes stuff will happen. I'll wake up, I'll be mad at Gina, even though she didn't do anything, but it was, in my dream. She pissed me off.
Have you ever had that moment where you're unsure if it was a dream or reality when you first wake up?
No.
No?
No. I mean, not for more than, 2 seconds.
I didn't mean you went on the entire day. I meant, the first couple of minutes of being awake, you're questioning yourself.
Not the first couple minutes. For 30 seconds, what the hell happened?
It's freaky, man.
I know. I mean, yeah, it's totally freaky. It just doesn't make any sense. What is going on? Why are we doing this? Why are there dreams? I guess to keep your brain active and keep you asleep. The one thing I thought was fascinating was, how if the TV is on or there's other sounds around you, your brain will take those sounds and incorporate them into your dream to keep you asleep because it knows that you need the rest. And that'll happen. If I'm watching a TV show, whatever the TV show is, I'll somehow, if I'm watching Law and Order, then all of a sudden I'm a detective doing something because it's just taking those sounds and incorporating into the dream as opposed to waking you up.
Well, how come I'm not painting in my dreams?
I don't know.
That should be happening.
Well, maybe, or maybe there's just a Bob Ross voice or something. I don't know.
Perhaps. Yeah. Very soothing.
Yeah, I that's something I'd like to do. But nobody knows. This is one of those things that I'd love to get more answers on dreams and what they mean, but you don't. No one ever knows.
Apparently someone does.
But when people say, what do dogs dream about? How the hell do you know?
Dogs will dream about their owners. Dogs will dream about their treats.
You don't know what the F that dog is thinking.
Based on what exactly?
Yeah, I know.
Or what they're thinking or why they're reacting the way they are. I know. I know they've been studied for years and years and years and years, but right, at the end of the day, you can't get into the head of an animal.
Yeah.
I don't think anyway.
Well, Elvis is so human-like. So now we have the two dogs, Elvis and Cash. Cash is a dog. He's just a straight-up dog. Does all dog things. Elvis has got this human element to him. And I swear, I'm waiting for him to say a word at one point. I'm waiting for him to just turn around and go, good night. It's like that. It's getting that freaky with him. It's wild. You can look into his eyes.
Yeah.
The way he sits next to you and then puts his paw on your shoulder. I'm like, this dog is, he's not, he's, there's something else going on with this.
They're parts of your family is what they are.
No, but his personality is so human-like. Wild.
You never had a dog like that?
No. I mean, I had, Ella, the bulldog, was with the inside out vagina. She was very cuddly and a great, great dog and very loving, but did not have the human quality in which Elvis has.
Hmm.
I mean, and everybody, the vets are like, oh, here's Elvis. It's like they all knew him in a past life or something.
Look at those. Look at the dog. By the way, how about this? So at Bella Vista yesterday, there was the geese.
Of course, Canadian geese.
Protecting its nest.
Oh.
I have never been hissed at and screamed at. And I know you deal with this when you walk the dog. It was freaky to where I grabbed the club in case it came after me. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
And as I approached it, it was approaching me. We were going to, what do you do?
You got to whack it with the club if it's going to attack you.
But even if you whack it in attack it as a defense, you're still in trouble because those are protected animals.
No, the Canadian, there's a million of them.
They're a protected species.
Stop. They've been euthanizing them over there at JFK Airport.
Well, that's because it's a risk to the planes.
Yes.
Okay, but how were they protected then? If they'd rehome them, if they were protected, they're euthanizing them.
I know if you
them.
Google Canadian geese, they'll say they are protected.
So then what are you supposed to do if it comes? Because this thing had its mouth wide open, and you could hear it loud. It was hissing, and it was angry. And I didn't realize that there was, I guess, a nest of babe, whatever, about 20 feet from it, and it was being very protective, which I understand.
50 other geese with all their poop inside of them just ruin a golf course.
It says you cannot harm them, their eggs, or their nest without a permit from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services. So they must get a permit to get them away from the airports.
All right. So what do you do then? You've dealt with this when you're walking your dog, have you not?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I yell and run.
I mean, if you think it's really coming
it's
after
like when
you
leave here.
But honestly, if you think that it's really coming after you, it's going to hurt you or your kids.
I grabbed my driver. I mean, I got to protect my kid, too.
See, the driver, I think, is the worst club to hit with that.
Whatever.
You know, you grab 5-iron would be the thing to kill that
I grabbed kid. Something and I was ready. I was ready to go if I
had to. I think putter's underrated in that spot, too.
Shorter club, though.
Yeah.
The driver with that big head, you can keep it away from you.
Well, that's why I'm thinking long iron, you know, because it'd just be more of a... Because, you know, you get, I don't know, with your driver, you know, the shaft is not as, you know, I don't have a stiff shaft on my driver. I want something that's really bang. I can hit the head
flimsy.
Of that goose. But, yeah, I mean, you'd have to do something and
I agree.
Don't tell anybody about
and
it.
And I'm not looking to harm any, but it was aggressive.
Yeah, I told you about my buddy who had a similar situation with a deer where he was eating his plants and he would shoot BBs at him. And this one had just caught him in the wrong place. Like in the throat and killed him. And then he has this deer in his backyard and he wasn't allowed to be hunting at the time. And he was like, what do I do with this thing? So his first thought was to drag it into the street and run it over. And then he said, well, that doesn't work. So then he found out, he did some Googling. You can kill a deer with a crossbow at any time of the year. So he had a friend who had a crossbow. The guy came over and stood over the thing, shot a crossbow into it. And then he said, hey, I got this deer with a crossbow in my backyard. And then the DEC came and took it away. Oh, okay, no problem. So that's what you'd have to do with the goose.
I don't have a crossbow.
I think you got to get one.
You would have to argue, Jerry, that the goose was going to really do bodily harm to you. But you would initially be in trouble until you...
To defend myself, basically.
Yeah, you had to defend yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. With my luck, I'd hit that goose to go right on the green and it'd be the best shot I had all day. How could I hit a goose onto the green, but I can't hit it with a golf ball? Yeah. I mean, like, and nobody really cares about the Canadian goose. Let's get real. Those things
are, I don't know.
They are pests.
What's crazy is our golf course, they're not anywhere. Like, it's just this one spot, I've never seen it. Like in the 3 years or 2 years I've been there, it's just this just
they
showed up and it's like, dude, go away.
That goose poop is everywhere on Long Island.
Is it really?
Everywhere. Yeah. I mean, it is insane. I wish you could do something with it. There's so much of it. You know what I'm saying? Like you could make
fertilizer or something.
Right. Or like a teepee out of it or something. It's so much.
Recycled goose poop.
If you could do something with it. And the other thing is still, like, you know, think about the bird flu and some of the nasty stuff.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
You're walking in it all the time. And then, like, if you scratch your ankle and you happen to get some goose crap on you. And then, like, all of a sudden you pick something out of your teeth and then you got some disease.
And those things will fly at you, right? Like, not long distances, but they can elevate and come right at you.
Yeah, one flew at me from a long distance. It was way out in the water, and I guess we were walking near where it had its egg, so it came flying, diving at us.
I got kind of terrifying. See this thing flying right at you.
I guess now that I know that they're protected, that's why there's so many of them. That's got to be a population control situation. Like, there's some word they use for that, and they do with the deer over at Fire Island. There's some word for like a...
Culling?
Yes, culling. They got to start culling these geese, man. Because it's too much.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
It's too much.
I get it.
Let's go, because we don't care about CeeLo's update. Matt in Staten Island, what's going on, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? How are you this morning?
Good, man. What's up?
All right, so you guys were talking about like the crazy dreams and everything and what they mean.
Yeah.
So I've been having crazy dreams recently, too. I take a little melatonin before bed, right?
Mm.
So I had this dream, and it incorporated working in a restaurant and my high school baseball coach, and the next day I'm playing baseball, and then there were Native Americans attacking me. It was like the craziest thing. I woke up, and I was like, what the hell does that mean? So I went on Google, And there's this thing, it's called AI Dream Chatbot. It's like a natural AI chatbot that you type in information to, and it'll have a conversation with you. So I typed in, like, all of the details that I remembered of this dream this particular night, and the feedback it gave me was so accurate as to, like, my past, as to growing up, about the things that I was unsettled about from my childhood. It was the craziest thing. You know.
Come on. Yeah. Isn't that like a self-fulfilling thing, though? You're like a psychosomatic situation where you want it to be right?
No. Because I didn't want it to be right. That was the thing. And I'm reading this, and I'm like, holy crap, this is the type of stuff my wife says to me.
But what do these Native Americans have to do with anything?
I don't remember. I have it saved on my phone. I'm not going to get it out now. Right. But I'm telling you right now, next time you have a weird dream and you remember the details, Google AI chatbot, dream chatbot, and type it. It'll ask you if you're a man or a woman, how old you are, and then you type in all the details that you remember, and it'll tell you what exactly every detail means. I'm telling you guys, it's awesome, and you got to try it.
All right, Matt. I mean, I don't know
how. I will try it during the break.
I don't know how anybody would know that, AI or not. There's no way to explain it. I mean, unless,
I don't know.
It's just like, unless it's repetitive dreams, and they've done like psychological studies on that. Like, I have heard, like, losing your teeth is a self-confidence. You have lacking self-confidence. They'll say that. An airplane crash, they'll say that you're at a good point in your life and you're afraid it's going to go down at some point. Like, they'll say that type of stuff. But, like, the Native American baseball team or whatever that was, I mean, I don't know what he's talking about.
A little bizarre. And I do, I appreciate the way Al has used Grok as a therapist almost. Like, and I have seen that. It does. Like, it will converse with you to where you almost talk out your own, amongst yourself, you're almost talking out your own issues or questions or whatever you're curious about. This is another level, though. But I'll try it during the break. I'll put it in.
You're going to do the trench coat situation?
Yeah, I'll put it in.
Trench coat, gun to the chest?
Yes.
All right, go for it. Curious to see what
it
says.
I'll let you know on the other side what it says.
It says you need to give up Monday Night Cornhole. It's killing you.
I don't know. I sleep. My son, my nephew and my son run it now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on a feel-good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So while Jerry was looking up some of the Dream AI stuff, I put in to Grok. The producer of my Sports Talk radio show hates Sports Talk radio and doesn't understand the format. It makes it hard to do the show knowing he's a few feet away hating everything we do. What should I do? Grok says, that's a tough spot. Having a producer that dislikes the core of what you're doing can feel like working with a constant headwind. Here's a concise plan to navigate this. Have a candid, non-confrontational chat with your producer. Ask about their perspective, what specifically bugs them about Sports Talk Radio. Maybe it's certain tropes like hot takes or yelling or lack of structure. Understanding their gripes can help you find a common ground or small tweaks to make the show more tolerable for them. Without compromising its essence. There's a lot of other things. So I'll go to the very end. It's synopsis. Ultimately, you're there to connect with the listeners who love Sports Talk. Their passion, not your producer's dislike, is your North Star. Try the collaborative approach first, but don't let their negativity derail your focus.
There you go. So that was. I thought that was a good answer. No one else could give me an answer.
This Grok is ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
So that was not Dream Grok. That was just regular Grok.
That was regular Grok. Yeah, you know,
I went to Dream Interpreter on ChatGPT or whatever.
Yeah. How many Groks are there at this point?
One Grok.
Well, he just said, was that regular Grok?
No,
Jerry
was doing. Well, Jerry was doing his dream stuff. I was doing this, and I read it to Jerry because I figured he would get a kick out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Which he did.
Sure.
So
that was funny.
So what do you got there?
All right, so mine. So, again, it was the dream about being mugged by a man in a trench coat with a gun that was angry. Well, that was angry with me that I only gave him $25. So the simple breakdown is essentially... what it does is it takes like certain words and what I type in and it gives you what that might be. And then it gives you like a synopsis at the end. So being mugged often represents being violated, powerless, or taken advantage of in life. Okay. I don't feel that way, but all right, fair. A man in a trench coat. Flat out laid off, says wants a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Bob Dylan. Subterranean Homesick Blues. Can symbolize hidden intentions or mystery. Okay. A gun is a symbol of power, aggression, or danger. And only having $25 might reflect feelings of inadequacy, guilt, or frustration. Now, which is not true, but okay. The uplifting perspective is that
really there isn't one.
It says, rather than a warning of danger, it might be a call to set boundaries and protecting your own energy and recognizing what you have is enough. I feel fine with that.
So, other than when Boomer, you know, constantly talks about how negative you are.
Well, yeah, that's a constant fight. Well, that goes back to what we were talking about, too, with the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. Like you were saying, when you meet people are like, wow, you're not pissed off all the time? No, I'm not, actually.
So maybe Boomer's...
In fact, I never really am.
Boomer's the man in the trench coat holding you up with the gun.
Yes. So I would say that this is a little goofy, but, you know, whatever.
I feel like Boomer only has great dreams of, like, his glory days. It's like he'll dream of throwing touchdown passes and, you know, mm-hmm. his high school escapades.
Stuffing a kid in the locker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that was great. Yeah. I wonder where he is these days. In therapy.
Yeah, I got out.
All right, CeeLo, what's going on, man?
Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Give you some more Aaron Rodgers clips we haven't gotten to yet this morning from yesterday's appearance on the Pat McAfee Show, talking Jets and the end of his 2-year run with the organization.
I guess I shouldn't have been surprised based on some of the things I saw over the 2 years, but I am thankful for my time with the Jets. I'm disappointed it didn't work out better on the field.
Yeah, says it wasn't all bad, though.
And there's a lot of great dudes there. There's great players there, great humans. There's great, you know, guys in the equipment room, training room.
And he also loves himself some Christopher Johnson.
Chris is a fantastic guy. Anybody who's ever met Christopher Johnson says the same thing. He's a phenomenal dude. He's about the right stuff. He's a sweet human being.
Now we get to
now. I'll say this. Yeah. I've mentioned this before. I'm not doing this as like a name drop thing or like a mic thing. Like, oh, no, Christopher. But there was when it was the Mike Maccagnan regime at the time when Christopher was there and Woody was over in London, and Boomer and I had a lunch with the Jets, and it just so happened that Christopher Johnson and I were across from one another. So Boomer and Mike Maccagnan were across from one another, so they talked a lot, and I talked a lot with Christopher, and what Aaron Rodgers is saying there is 100% true. Like, mm-hmm. He didn't know me from a hole in the ground. He's got lots and lots of money. He was asking me questions about my life. He was interested. He talked about the players lovingly and how he cared about them and all these things. Talked about owners' meetings and stuff that I won't say which owners he liked and didn't like, but went into all that stuff and trusted me, and I haven't spilled those beans to this point because I wanted him to have my trust. And that is a accurate depiction. So whatever people think about Woody and his personality and everything, Christopher, although he might not know a lot about the football side of things and made a terrible hire at Adam Gase and maybe isn't the right guy to make those big decisions and hires, is a completely different personality from Woody.
Gotcha. In terms of this new regime now, specifically Aaron Glenn wanting to move on from Rodgers and quickly letting him know that in the face-to-face meeting earlier in the offseason.
I wasn't upset about it. I was surprised. I felt like there wasn't an ample amount of respect in that meeting.
Which started off one-on-one between Rodgers and Glenn, but apparently didn't take long for that to change.
The confusing thing to me and the strange thing was, you know, when I went out there, I meet with the coach. We start talking. He runs out of the room. I'm like, that's kind of strange.
I apparently went to get Darren Muji. He come back in. They let Rodgers know they're moving on, and he asks why. We heard the clip earlier about Glenn not wanting all the other players to be looking at Rodgers during like a team meeting, for example. Sounded like Rodgers felt judged, maybe some preconceived notions on the part of Glenn as the new head coach.
I said, you don't know me. And he said, you don't know me. And then I said, exactly, which is why I flew across the country to have a face-to-face meeting with you to talk about my experience with the Jets.
Well, the divorce has been finalized.
Yeah.
Hopefully we all can move forward from this now.
But imagine that you don't know me, but you don't know me.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
Back and forth.
Yeah, I can see it.
Butting heads. Meantime, Adam Schefter was at the Masters this past week, and some young patron decided to take advantage of Augusta's no cell phone policy to try and put a scare into the longtime NFL insider.
This guy came running over to me after. I was with my cousin. He goes, did you hear about the humongous NFL trade? And I'm like, no. And he's like, I'm only kidding. And I'm like, oh.
That's the whole story?
Okay. Like, that wasn't that funny. I got to be honest with you. It was, and even my cousin, who's not a football fan, like, he looks and goes, that kid was obnoxious, you know, and he scared the crap out of me, to be honest. Like, my heart dropped into my stomach when he said that.
So I guess from that standpoint, it worked.
You got to do a better job than that. You got to go up to him and be like, man, so Rodgers finally decided to sign with Pittsburgh, huh?
Mm.
And then just talk to him about it. And then he freaks out and runs away. But to go, I'm just kidding, right away. If you were going to mess with him, let's really mess with him.
Lean into it a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
Schefter recounting the story there on his podcast. And then we've got Deion Sanders on the We Got Time podcast, Tubi TV. I don't know this one. Is that one you're familiar with?
I think this is his TV show.
It's his TV show?
On, okay. Tubi.
All right. Yeah. I'm not up on his.
Tubi is actually television. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's one of these. If you have one of my TVs, right? We have the Roku on one of the TVs.
Roku, Tubi.
You can get it on that.
Yeah.
Fubu.
Anyway, I'm not sure who he's talking to or how they ended up on this topic, but they did go there.
Since you don't watch it, what be in your head when you pleasure yourself?
I don't pleasure myself. I've never in my life. Pleasure.
In your life.
Never in my
life. All your life.
God and Jesus as his witness, just in case you couldn't hear over all the noise there. So the women weren't buying that, but Dion then took it a step further.
Why do I really believe them? Okay, now see, my next statement
don't sound arrogant.
What is it?
You know? I never had.
Oh.
Hey. There you go.
Marco Belletti specialty for us on a Friday there in the morning show.
I'm thinking about this. Like, obviously, at first, it's
Jerry
like...
looks very uncomfortable.
No, but you say immediately that can't be true.
No, we could play that.
You know?
Like, maybe we can, but...
The one, anytime I hear Deion Sanders, I mean, even when he's coaching, I can't ever get out of my mind.
You're nasty!
No, not that. The Imus clip from years back that Breen used to play when he talked about fornicating.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? That was the one clip they used to play all the time.
I mean, is that possible that he just had the ability to have so much sex his entire life that he wouldn't need to...
Not once? No, I'm not buying it.
Yeah. In the very early adolescent years. Right, I can't speak to what Deion Sanders was like as a 13-year-old, you know? I don't know.
Stud.
Probably.
Yeah. I would think so. Playing eight sports at that time. At a high level.
What a life that's got to be if that is the case. Like, even, let's just say in the last 30 years he hasn't. And just at any point he's like, you know, makes a phone call as opposed to calls up Pornhub. And that is a world we'll never live in.
Something I could see Shannon and Ocho getting into on Nightcap. So,
but
they had
a conversation.
What do you think about Ocho when you play in yourself? Play from the tip.
They had a conversation the other day. I would not play it. It was one of the most disgusting conversations I've ever heard. I don't know that I would have.
Well, listen, I had to bounce back from the dirt clips last hour, so we kind of went the other way a little bit. Speaking of which, Yankees Rays game two tonight in Tampa.
Right. Talk about two completely different reports.
Right.
Clips about them talking about dirt on the infield.
Yeah, the clay underneath it.
Oh, my God.
Carlos
Vantage
Rodon.
Points from dugouts.
Yeah, and Drew Rasmussen. Coverage on the Fan 625 after the Yanks beat the Rays in the opener last night 6-3. Mets over the Cardinals at Citi Field 4-1, also the first of four. And they will continue this evening. David Peterson, Miles Michaelis, a 7:10 first pitch on Odyssey Mets Radio. Can I give you one more, Sam Rosen, before would you like his intro with Joe Micheletti or I thought, really nice tribute from John Giannone during the course of the broadcast last night?
Whatever the better one is, CeeLo,
I would say probably Giannone. Thought he hit it nicely, hit all the proper notes in the midst of Sam's final broadcast after 40 years.
Every fan that I've passed since I've gotten on this crew always want to know, what kind of guy is Sam? And my answer is simple. I mean, for gosh sakes, he's in the Hockey Hall of Fame, he has the Lester Patrick Trophy, and he's a much better person than he is a broadcaster. And I just wanted to let you know publicly that is exactly how I have felt these last 20 years. I will forever thank you for everything you've done.
Nicely delivered.
Very nice.
Turned out a 4-0 win for the Rangers over Tampa Bay. A couple goals.
Hockey Hall of
Fame. Yeah. Mika Zibanejad had a couple goals. Chris Kreider and perhaps his final game with the Rangers, and they send Sam out a winner. Let's get to moment of the day. Early on this morning, you guys were talking about Kadarius Toney and his retirement from the NFL to focus on his music career. He'll be known only as Young Joka moving forward. And you guys had Al looking up the streaming numbers for his various songs along the way.
So Codeine Dream didn't make it up there?
No. Only got 63,000 views.
Or listens. Never picked up the steam I thought it would.
Maybe maybe now with this big announcement, his fans can take to Spotify and he can move up the charts.
I mean, does it make you feel bad that Young Joka's worst songs have 63,000 streams
and you guys are not making it
past 1,000 on YouTube?
No, because I don't know how many views his videos have. Maybe his videos only have 700 views.
That's true. You're right about that. You know, by the way, Eddie is that's his new thing. Now, anytime we talk about numbers, he's always in my ear. You know, I'll be like, there was five guys outside. That's more than watching the YouTube, Al and Jerry.
So, that's true.
And we got
can't argue with you.
So we'll have 10 people coming over for Easter. That's more than Ben. Right in the ear. It's more than they saw that one the last one on Thursday.
What's right is right, and what's true is true. I can't argue you. It's been disappointing, to say the least.
Oh, man.
Stick with it, guys. You get there eventually, you know?
I don't know about that.
No.
Well, from what I hear, there's much worse podcast numbers out there than the people are actually happy. about those numbers.
I'm not, but okay.
Yeah, but at least some people that some digital folks are saying, hey,
someone's
not
eyes,
so
you guys
bad.
Are doing a good job.
Fair enough. Last time, 1 to 4 yes. tomorrow, Pulev Bar and Grill, raising money for the Boomer Esiason Foundation for your bike tour.
Come on out.
What drink are you going to make? You got to have one drink you're going to make.
Whatever anyone wants.
All right, so whatever. You know? And I'll be there as well. So yeah. Come see CeeLo tomorrow in Hazlitt. And we'll have Bar and Grill. Well, yeah. But it's your thing. I'm there to support.
Yes, but you're the name.
I am not the name.
Don't stir any drink with your finger with those exhibit things. You got just use a regular
pour some beers.
Yeah, maybe I'll hiccup for some people. All right.
Whatever works.
Bye, CeeLo.
Got through the whole show.
No, good stuff, man. Yeah, that made me feel better. Because yesterday I was losing it about you. I was thinking we were losing CeeLo. All right. We'll see you soon, CeeLo. Yeah. Good stuff. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio.
And I want this YouTube video titled, Al Put a Peanut in His Butt for 30 Days. Here's what happened.
We could do that. I mean,
that will get big numbers.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo, feel good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So I just saw this article on ESPN.com about how pickleball tournaments and rivalries has taken Major League Baseball by storm and how all the teams are playing it, how it's replaced playing basketball and even golf to a certain degree on off days. And there's big money games, and the umpires play, and the front office plays, and the players all play. There's a whole bunch of trash talking and everything else. And Mark Pryor, the
pitching coach for the Dodgers, said it's the most hotly talked about topic in my 7 years with the Dodgers, which to me is weird because pickleball, mostly the people who like pickleball are older folks. And I've played it a few times. I've had some fun when it's been like friends and we go like husband-wife stuff and whatever. But like never did it hit me in the way that golf hit me. And like to see all the, like you're telling me that these Major League Baseball players are obsessed with this to the point where they're playing like $1,000 games and stuff.
Well, I mean, we know guys with a lot of money like to gamble. So it doesn't surprise me. To me, I always thought it was, you know, it's one of those things like tennis where it's free. You find a court, you go play. And pickleball has become that too, where they've turned a lot of tennis courts into both tennis and pickleball. And so it's been busy and it's fun. I get all that. But I'm with you. I like it. I've played it a couple of times. That's about it. I said when it first hit, I wonder how long this will last. Is it a fad or is? I think it's sticking around though. Like is even the have you noticed all the like retired tennis players? Like they play pickleball tournaments now.
Yeah, I saw that Jeannie Bouchard.
Yeah,
she plays pickleball now professionally. And this is part of this article. So there's a Dodgers executive Jeff Kingston, who fancies himself one of the best pickleball players in the organization, challenged Mookie Betts to a $10,000 pickleball match.
Wow. That's pretty good.
And then they didn't.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What is he in the organization, you said?
It just says a Dodgers executive.
So, for instance, he loses. Is he technically allowed to pay that bet off? It's like paying a player outside of his contract.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Probably not, but it's just funny there was all that gambling stuff going on with the Dodgers, and these guys are just doing this. It's like, whatever. Oh, yeah. I don't know if that match actually took place, but there was a big crap-talking match between AAA manager Scott Hennessy and Dodgers executive Jeff Kingston, where they all showed up and they filmed it, and Dave Roberts was there to give out a trophy. I mean, this is how serious they are about this.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen. There's going to be a pickleball injury to one of these guys, and then all of a sudden.
Well, at some point, sure.
I mean, we hear it here with John Gallucci Jr.
Yes. Pickleball, pickleball, pickleball.
Jag we love
pickleball.
Right. Pickleball, pickleball, pickleball.
That's exactly right. But you know what? I mean, I did the cornhole thing, and I've been doing it for 7 years. I can't believe now, not to the extent that pickleball is becoming big, but I can't get over how big that is.
Yeah.
The ACL, and it's on ESPN all the time. Like, I'd say it's like a tailgate game, I thought. And yet it becomes competitive. Pickleball's become competitive.
There are some cornhole players that just blow your mind.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy
I had a few
how
of
good
them
they are. I mean, how are they that consistent?
That's all they do. The answer to that is it's like anything. They practice, practice, practice. I had guys in the league that if they didn't put four bags in, it was a disappointing round. It's like, Jesus, how is that fun?
It's not because there's so much pressure on you. I mean, I really enjoy playing it with friends that are all about the same talent level. Mm-hmm. You know, $20 a game, you do something like that. But then you get the one guy who's better than everybody.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't compete with this.
And that's been for all these years, the hardest part is putting together the different divisions because you're trying to base it off wins and losses. And it's hard because some guys get better, some guys don't. You don't want anybody showing up and playing 15 minutes and losing 4-0, whether you're playing for $20 or nothing. It's boring.
Yeah.
It's not easy, though. It's not easy.
So have you ever played pickleball?
Like twice.
Yeah.
And not even the full, like just hit it around a little bit. Boomer gave us those pickleball rackets for when his foundation did an event. Sorry, a little bit. But no, I've never gotten into it at all.
I mean, the Boston Red Sox, they do tournaments now, too. Tournament-style pickleball competitions to power rankings during their road trips.
I mean, well, we had here at Odyssey. Odyssey had one. Is it Randall's Island? Did you remember hearing all about this? They had maybe not Randall's Island, but they had a big CBS FM might have been the ones running it, but it was an Odyssey event. And I think they had like 200 teams signed up.
Yeah. Hey, it's too much now. Now it's gotten too much.
It's popular. I mean, the masses like it.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's accessible. You know, the one thing you say about golf is it's expensive. In some cases, it can be very affordable. In some cases, it's expensive. You want to play tennis or pickleball, go find a court.
Yeah.
As long as you got a racket and a ball, you can play. It's like basketball. You grab a ball, find a hoop.
Yeah, they over at the West Seville Public Course, there's all this construction. They tore up this part of the parking lot. And I asked the pro in there, I'm like, what the hell is going on over there? He goes, pickleball courts. And I'm like, how the hell are you going to play pickleball over here? Because it's right on the bay.
So windy?
It's like, I mean, windy. It's insane. It's gale force every day over there. You got those freaking wiffle balls that are flying through the air. Why is CBS Sports leaving early? What's going on with them?
They had to leave on time today, they said. I don't know why.
No, it's on time. It's 9:55.
But our break times are not in stone.
Oh, okay. Weird. See, Stephen Waldron leaving again early on a Friday.
That's it. It's Friday.
It's unbelievable. It's nice Friday.
Out. There's not a cloud in the sky, and it's Friday. Gotta go.
Yeah, see you later. Like, no heads up, nothing. Usually he sends me an email about that stuff.
If you put together a Boomer and Geo pickleball tournament, how many teams do you think you'd get the first couple of days?
I think you'd be stunned
how many people would sign up.
No, I don't think I'd be stunned at this point.
Yeah.
No, it'd be a tremendous amount of people. I mean, if we ever did like a golf tournament, it'd be tremendous amount of people.
I agree. But the pickleball thing, yeah.
You could have never played pickleball in your life and go out there and compete. You can't do that with golf.
That is very true.
You start hitting the thing, get into it, it'll spin on there.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you hit the racket like you hit a tennis with the top spin in with the hand.
You do a little bit of that. You know, a little backhand top spin on there.
I got into tennis one year. So this is probably going back to when I was like, I was 17. And so I was playing tennis from the time, and when I say playing tennis, I played with my friends. Every summer we would play. 14, 15, 16. So the summer I was 17, I thought I was getting good. So I decided to enter a tournament. It's the most embarrassing 25 minutes of my life because I go out there and I'm like, all right, we got to warm up. This dude's hitting the ball at me in warm-ups. I said, uh-oh. I couldn't even get the ball back to him like in the court of play. I could get it back. He beat me. So we had tickets, my friend Mike Mullaney and me, we had tickets to see a show at Garden State Arts Center at the time. I don't remember who it was. It might have been Crosby, Stills, and Nash, no Young. And it turned out to be acoustic, if I remember correctly. It would have been 1991. And I'll never forget, I remember telling him, might be a little late, I'm playing in this tournament.
Oh, you got eliminated in 10 seconds. Not late, early.
I lost 6-0 in like 12 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I got to the parking lot before he did. It was so embarrassing. Never entered a tournament after that. I quit after that.
The world lets you know, man.
Oh, my God.
The world will tell you if you're good enough at it.
It was terrible.